Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of studies out of the book of Matthew. So get close to your radio and have your Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
We follow him. Oh my goodness. I like, you know, one of the other gospel writers offer also Jesus' burial clothes. The burial clothes was evident that he had risen. His burial clothes, yeah, was right there. Yeah, burial clothes, right there. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so we see this empty tomb stands as evidence. Now, verse number 7, the angel says, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. Now, let me ask a question. Why the disciples at home? Why they ain't down there at the graveyard? They got these ladies down there at the graveyard early in the morning. At the graveyard. Where is these disciples at? How not where? Because they together, most of them is together. Where about? Somebody thinks, don't I heard somebody say it? Yeah, they're in the upper room. You know, I preached a sermon about the panic room. They was in the panic room. I call this the panic room because the Bible said they had the doors all barricaded and stuff. They made sure one nobody else coming up in that room. And Jesus, the Bible says, just stepped on in there in the midst. He was just in the midst all of a sudden, appeared in their midst. My Lord. Jesus is something else. But notice these ladies went down there to the graveyard, but the disciples, because of fear, how many know fear will paralyze you? How many of you know fear will cause you to miss your blessing? Quit blaming other people for missing out on your blessing. We miss our blessing most of the time because of fear. See, if they would have got on up, wouldn't have been so scared, they could have been the first one down there to see the empty tomb. But they let the ladies beat them. All because of fear. They scared. They hiding out. Amen. Now notice. Verse number 9. "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Now that's good news, ain't it? Now notice, when they saw Jesus, what was their reaction? Amen. They got down on their knees and worshiped him. Amen. What's going to be your reaction when you see Jesus? You ain't going to go up there and say, "Hey, Jesus, how you doing, bro? High-fiving." No, when you see Jesus, You're going to drop. You know, a lot of time I hear people, you know, I saw Jesus last night. I said, what was it? He was at the foot of my bed. He was right there. I said, what did you do? Well, I just talked with him, and, you know, we were just talking. I said, no, that wasn't the Jesus that I know. Because the Jesus that I know, whenever folks see him, they get on their knees. Yeah, they bow down. They worship him. Yeah, see, we got too much of this, you know, soft, fuzzy kind of Christianity Jesus. Santa Claus Jesus. I'm going to touch his belly. Can you say ho, ho, ho? Yeah, we got these, you know, teddy bear kind of Jesus. Cuddle up to Jesus. You better get down on your knees if it's the real Jesus. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. There's something instinctively. When you see the Lord, nobody going to have to stand now. That's the Lord right there. It's something about when you see instinctively, you're going to know you need to worship. Yeah. You're going to worship. Amen. Yeah, these ladies, they wasn't no, you know, even though they was friends with Jesus, They didn't say, hey, Jesus, what you want for dinner? They worship him. And Jesus says, be not afraid. Why did he say be not afraid? Now, if you just laid your dead loved one on Friday and you see them on Sunday. Hello, somebody. I tell people all the time, you know, I love my mama, but I don't really want to see her now. Not on this side. I want to go see her on the other side. Yeah, she don't have to worry about coming to me. I'll go to her. You know, when I go to Mississippi, I stay at my mom's house. And a lot of time my wife, she go over to her mom's now, about 80 miles away. And so I'd be over at the house by myself. A lot of time my brothers and sisters, they'd be calling, hey, Tim, you all right? Do you need me to come over there? I say, for what? Say, you ain't scared over there? I say, for what? I said, mama can't come back to me. I said, I got to get ready to go see her. I ain't worried about her coming back. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm sleeping in her bed right here. Amen. Amen. Hey, let me tell you, can I tell you the truth? Well, I was telling you the truth to begin with. As if I wasn't telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. But I did have some fear when it first happened. Because I would sleep in my bedroom, and I got so accustomed, she would leave her bedroom door open, and I would leave my bedroom door open. And I got so accustomed to getting up in the nighttime, you know, and checking on mama, going to the living room and saying, you know, everything okay, and then I would go on back to bed. But when I was in my bedroom, a lot of time it looked like I could still hear something. So, you know, I would get up, and I would go check. And I said, now, what's this? So I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut out all this mess. I say, let me pull back these covers. I'm going to just start sleeping right in here. And I conquered my fear. I don't hear nothing now. Because I'm right in there now. Amen. 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 So that's kind of what you have to do. Sometimes you just have to conquer your fear because you know how a house, and ain't nothing but the house cracking and stuff like that. But, you know, when you hear the house crack and stuff like that, you kind of be wondering. What is that? Hello. But every house crack. It's like sometime, you know, when Sister Wilbur, mom first got sick, and she would leave and go to Mississippi, and the John and Tim, you know, they'd be staying out late and what have you, and I'd be at the house by myself. And look like on the first night that she gone, look like the house started cracking and stuff. I said, now what's going on here, you know? It looked like you'd be hearing different things in the house. So I'd be calling the boys, and what time y'all gonna come back? You know? Y'all know about y'all curfew now. Curfew's still in effect. Don't be thinking because your mama is gone. Hey, yeah, praise the Lord. He called Sister Wilbur, when you coming back? I just made it down here. When you coming back? Just answer the question, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So hopefully that helped you. Hopefully that helped you on conquering your fears. Amen. But notice these disciples. Jesus says, go tell my brethren. Why did he say go tell them? Because they ain't coming looking. So you're going to have to go to them because they ain't coming. Amen. Let me ask a question. Why was it that they're not coming? Why they ain't coming down to the graveyard? Number one, they are afraid. But number two, did they really believe that Jesus was going to come back from the dead? They really didn't hear. Jesus been telling them all along. Now, when we get there to Jerusalem, they're going to get me. He been telling them all along. But when they got him, you know, they was panic-stricken. It was like this was new news to them. They should have chilled out and said, you know, didn't Jesus say that that was going to happen? Yeah, but because when you're afraid, you can't think clear. No, you ain't in your right mind when you got a spirit of fear. But see, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind, the Bible says. Yeah, and a lot of times when you see that spirit of fear come on you, you say, wait a minute, that ain't of the Lord. The Bible says that God gives me a spirit of love, and this don't look like no love. Power, this don't look like no power. Sound mind, so I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get on out of here. Yeah. God says he give you a spirit of love. Yeah, power, sound mind, yeah. You don't supposed to be going crazy. The devil try to drive you crazy. How many of you know the devil try to drive you crazy? Amen. Amen. Listen, the devil try to fool you. That's how the devil is able to beat people. It's a psych job. He try to psych you out. Yeah, it's just like a bully. A bully try to psych you out. There used to be a bully on my street, tried to psych me out. Tried to psych me out even on my own property. Yeah, gonna talk noise on my basketball court. Yeah, talking noise, talking trash. The bully, I was scared of him and everything. Yeah. But I didn't want him to mess with me, you know. And he kept following me. I went down to the hog pen. I quit playing. I said, I'm gonna go do my duty work. And I went down to the hog pen to check on the hogs. And so, I mean, he followed me all the way down there to the hog pen, talking trash. Boy, he was talking trash, and he didn't see me. He thought he was easing it up on me. I was easing up on him. I saw what I could do because he was tall. And I said, all I need to be able to do is charge him and catch him by the leg and flip him backwards. And see, every time he would say something, he would look around and, you know, everybody, ooh. So he was enjoying it, you know. So when he scolded on me, boy, I charged him and I got his leg and I flipped him backwards. And see, this was in the summertime. He didn't even have a t-shirt or no shirt on, and he landed in an ant bed. And he said, let me up, Tim, the ant on me. I said, no, these are my ants. I'm going to hold you down right here. And I let them ants have his way. And when I really saw the ant coming all over him, and I didn't want the ant to get on me, I jumped up. I didn't let him up. I jumped up and ran back to the house. Sure did, and got my BB gun. And stood right there on the porch. And say, now you need to get off my property unless something worse than this gonna happen to you. He went on home, boy. But he had the marks. He had the marks. Did them ant tore him off. And from that day on, he never messed with me. Everybody in the neighborhood used to tease him. They used to tease him and say, well, I'm gonna get Tim to throw them ants on you. You better leave me alone. See, so he used to bully everybody in the neighborhood. But from that point on, he couldn't bully nobody else. Amen. I ended up being the baddest boy in the neighborhood. Amen. See, sometimes you got to fight even when you're scared to fight. Amen. Don't you mess with me and put them answers on you. Amen. God is a good God. God is a good God. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I like that gambler song. You got to know when to hold them. Amen. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. And know when to pick them up and run. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. All right, so we done finished that first point, didn't we? We finished the first point, didn't we? All right, let's go on to the second point, the plan against the resurrection, the plan against the resurrection. And so we see the proof of the resurrection. There was two proofs that Matthew offered. There was the proof of the empty tomb, and then there was the proof of the Lord himself. Yeah, that's proof. The Lord himself is proof that I'm... risen from the grave. Now notice this plan against the resurrection, verse 12. And let's see here. Verse number 11. Now when they was going, behold, some of the watch came into the city. Now the watch there, that's the guards, the soldiers, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that was done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night, stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, who's the governor? That's what, Pilate, isn't it? Pontius Pilate, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they was taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Do you see the plan? Mm-hmm. We saw the proof of the resurrection, but we see the plan against the resurrection. There's a plan against the resurrection. And what was the plan? The plan is to tell a story that somebody came and stole the body away. That's what done happened. Now that don't work. You know, I like, you know, shows like Matlock and I like shows like The Heat of the Night. Y'all know anything about The Heat of the Night? It's a show by, I like it because, you know, it talk about Sparta, Mississippi. Amen. I ain't never been no Sparta, Mississippi. I don't even know if it is a Sparta, Mississippi. I don't think it is. I just think, you know, that's something Hollywood came up with. But what I like about the show is... what is the sheriff's name? What is Archie Bunker's name on the show? Chief Gillespie. I like old Chief Gillespie. Old Chief Gillespie, boy, he's going to investigate it. And he'll check it out. He'll check it out. And see, you don't even have to be no Chief Gillespie to see that this ain't nothing but a lie here. Because all you had to do was just go right there to the empty tomb, and all the grave clothes is still there. Yeah. Now, if you're going to steal a dead body, they would wrap you up like a mummy. You ain't going to take time to go in there and try to unwrap a dead body. Amen. Why you got the soldiers right out here? Hello, somebody, and they napping. No, what you going to do, you're going to go in there and get that body just as soon as you can, and you're going to try to get on out of there. But notice, the grave clothes is right there, so that ain't no work. And they folded up nice and neatly. So I don't even have to be like Chief Gillespie. You don't have to go to detective school to figure out that that right there is a lie. Anybody, Dennis the Menace, could have figured that out. Dennis could have came in there and pulling out, you know, stuff in his nose and saying, now, why is all these clothes still here and stuff? Dennis could have figured that out. Hello, somebody. Amen. Do you see how that's not going to work? Amen. That don't even make sense at all. And notice, these disciples, they ain't coming out. You can't say they did it. They stand locked up in the upper room. They've been there all weekend long. They ain't coming out. Hello. Now, you know that they ain't going there. They ain't going nowhere close to that graveyard with them soldiers down there. Pilate done sent the soldiers down there. Amen. They ain't going down there to fight with them soldiers. Amen. Because, see, once, if you broke what they call a Roman seal, see, that tomb was sealed. Once you broke a Roman seal, that's execution. They ain't no risk their life to break that seal to be executed. They know that if they get caught, they're going to be executed. So they ain't going no. And they already done seen Jesus get executed. So they say, one is enough. So you know this ain't no work telling this kind of plan, this kind of story. This ain't nothing but a story. Somebody say a story. Amen. So this plan, but notice now that these preachers, did you see the preachers in the that came up with the story? It wasn't the soldiers that came up with it. The soldiers came down there and told the truth. And the preachers got together and said, we can't let this get out. We can't let this get out. That an angel came down there and an earthquake down there. And some women came down there. And the angel, we heard the angel tell them.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.